We spent some time on the basic theory behind the sugya of chashan mona chashan shvasa. Let's go through some of the shakamataria and the rayos back and forth. Gemara says, "Lo amri yimigu chashan mona chashan shvasa." Dilotei machachi. What's the first proof? Hi, damar achon abo mitzvani yishava. Name amigu chashan mona chashan shvasa. Right, if chashmon chashmon also any one mitzvah swear, so the answer is that's not a very good proof. Hasam mishnamutikom mishdamet like the rabba. That's not if shdamet is not chashmon chashmon is that he does a full gzeila, not that he does something which seems to be okay. Therefore, it seems to be okay. He's just delaying his payment. Kidarabba, teida. What's the proof that that a mishdamet is not really chashud? From the other nafkamina being chashud, which is the psul edus, the amr of ibar of nerechis, a kof mil bekashul edus, but because the own psul edus, a kof mil is partial edus because he's just being mishtamit, he's just stalling, and therefore we see that stalling is not chashud, stalling is not really stealing, and that's what Modim Mitzvah swears. Ella, here comes attempt of proof number two. Hadit hani ramer chaver basham tzrich kriyur mitzvah zodam mitzas. Remember, we had the machlokas. We hold a reparshios kasim kan. That a shomer, even if there's no mixas of anything, he's just one cow and he says it was stolen, has to swear. But Rambachama holds, not a reparshios kasim kan, holds that the shomer only swears if he has fear of mixas or dub mixas three cows. So, how can he swear those three things? Name a migu chashmon chashad ashwasa. So now, what's the question here? They're ringing Rabbi Bar Chama, right? We don't hold like Rabbi Bar Chama. I don't think anyone passes like Rabbi Bar Chama. So why are they bringing Rabbi Bar Chama? Because according to Rabbi Bar Chama, how many things do you have to swear about? There are three cows. One you're moda. You're obviously not swearing for that one. What two shuas are you taking? That one cow was Nemsu, and the other cow was. What did Rabbi Bar Chama?
That's when you
pay. Was Lahadam, because Arti was Kofar. Nensu the Lahadam. Ora, the question is not from the Nensu, how do you swear Nensu? Because then they wouldn't have brought in Rabbi Bar Chama, right? They would have just brought in a regular Shvus Shomer. Lachor, the question is from the cow of Lahadam. So just in terms of understanding the Shakvataria, why were they... Did they not think that the Nensu was Chashad HaMamona? What did Nensu? Maybe it's really Pshia, and you're saying Nensu. They did think the Lahadam was called Chashad HaMamona. So what are the three explanations in the Rishonim, for that? The Rashi says, like, why did they dock and need to bring Rav Rachama? So Rashi says here that he's not 100% clear on what he's saying. Chashad HaMamona today. What does Rashi say? The Nansu, that we don't think is Chashad HaMamona, because that's Mishtamit. What if he's really lying? It was Pasha. He has to pay. He doesn't have the money yet. He's being Mishtami. That's obvious from Kofar Milver, from Modu Mitzas. We already know that someone who owes money is Mishtamit. However, the cow of Lahadam, that we don't think is Mishtamit. That has to be total lying and stealing. Why isn't the cow of Lahadam Mishtamit? So they're about on the Rishva. Give two deos. Either, because if you're Mishtamit, you would have said Nensu, which is like closer to the truth. You at least admit there was a cow. And so if you say Lahadam, you're obviously trying to steal and just rip the guy off permanently. Or as the Ritva says, if you were Mishtamit, you would have made just all one taina, like said, oh, it's all Nensu or all Lahadam. When you make two different tainas, that shows that really you want to steal. So that's one approach. Rashi's approach, the Nensu we don't think is Chashad HaMamona, because that's obviously Mishtamit. But the Lahadam, that at the Havmina we think is really stealing. The Ramban gives another approach also. He says a more fresh approach. The Nensu we don't think is Chashad HaMamona, because why else might you lie and say Nensu other than being Mishtamit? We're going to need this for the end of this year.
I use this.
What? No. Why? Why might someone falsely say Nensu? And we'll have to push one then. Number one, they could be Mishtamit. Really, it's Moshiach, but they don't have the money right now. Or If you gave me something to watch and I came back and said Nancy, what would you first suspect?
I'm keeping it.
No, that's Hashem Lona, loved Avka. How do you know it was exactly Nansu? I think it's Nansu. Maybe you think it's Chia, right? That's called Bididami, right? Maybe every Nansu, what are we Choshin? And we're Choshin that he thinks it's Nansu, but really it's Chia because everyone always, right? Everyone knows when you do something, it's obviously Chia. When I do it, it's obviously Ones. So therefore, people are naturally biased to mistakenly think that they weren't Poshea, so you have to put a shvo on him. Once there's a shvo on him, then he starts thinking about it objectively. So the two is Beirin and Havmin. The sugya, the Havmin, is that Shvo's Onsim didn't bother us in the least. Shvo's Nansu didn't bother us in the least. Nansu didn't bother us. That was either, according to Rashi Mishtamet, or according to the other Pshat in the Ramban, that was because of a chshash v'didami. A chshash that he made a mistake. Not a chshash that he stole. However, Mahadam, we assume he really stole it. So what is the Gemara answer? Gemara answer is no problem. So therefore that's the second proof of lower meaning migul chashim lo chashim shvasa. So nami shtemud yikom sham so mishach legam to face like that mishach leba agim maisin olay. No, even a lahadam could be a way of being mishtamet. Even though in the half mina we didn't think lahadam was perhaps a reasonable thing for someone to say if they were mishtamet, but it could be no. Sometimes the guy's mishtamet and he comes up with all kinds of crazy tainas and he doesn't always say the most obvious thing. Sometimes he says, weird things that he thinks will just get the guy off his back. So he's saying that he's not saying Ladam because he wants to steal. He's really saying Ladam because it got stolen, and he wants to look for it, so he won't have to find it. He thinks he'll find it tomorrow, he won't have to pay. Or it got lost, he thinks he'll find it tomorrow, and he won't have to pay. So he's just being mishtamet, and therefore he's not chashid mamona. And now the Gemara just asks a side question. If so, if anyone who denies a pikadon might really be being mishtamet, the Gemara asks, Ihachia, kof pikadon my apostle edus. Why is a kof pikadon apostle edus? Normally, you think a kof pikadon apostle edus because it's not shayach mishtamet. Just give it back, right? Why are you stealing? The answer is maybe it is shayach mishtamet. He can't give it back because it got lost or stolen and through his own fault, and he's still looking for it. So, the answer, name Shmuel Kavishtam Asar Ruchashno Mashkachole. The answer is Kamein Kof Pekadon Pasul Edus Gold Asusad Gesir V'Davishai To Islut Kavu Beisu Hu Yada. Inami Dibe Nachle Bi Yada. Enoch Nami. Really, a Kof Pekadon is same as a Kof Pekadon Milve. He's Kashul Edus because he might just be stalling because he has to pay the money and he thinks he'll find the thing and get out of it paying the money. The only time Kof Pekadon Pasul Edus is when he's not stalling, which is when the Edom are made that at the time he was Kof Pekadon. The Bikadon was in his house in a place where he knew it was. Not lost in his house, penny stalling until he finds it, but in a place in his house where it's obvious where it is, or in his pocket. And then, obviously, he has no excuse. Why didn't he just give the thing back if he had it in his pocket or he knew where it was in the house? And he's obviously a thief. Okay, now we're ready for the third attempted proof that Migu Chashim Mono Chashim Shoso. Ela Hadam Rav Huna Mashbino So Shua Sheinu Bershuso. Neib Migu Chashim Mono Chashim Ashu Asa. Rav Huna has a big chiddush. It's obviously a din to Rabbanan. Normally, midoraisa, the shvus hashomer, is that I give you my computer to watch, and I come, and you say, ah, nentsu, mignav. So I don't trust you, so you have to swear. What if you say, taka, it was my shia, I'll pay you, I feel really bad. So midoraisa, gavaldik, shilam v'lo ratzel ishava. That's the mission in the beginning of the third parak that we learned when we were 10. However, midrabbanan, the Rechoshish, the Rambam writes, and this is common sense. I don't think it says this in the Gemara. It's just common sense. Doesn't have to say common sense in the Gemara. That this din of Takana Rav Huna would not apply if I give you something that you can easily buy in the shuk. Right? If I give you an iPhone. You say, oh, I'm so sorry, Moshe, I lost your iPhone. Here's money, go buy another iPhone. So then, we don't need to be Mashbia you anything. Like, you know, why would you want to steal my iPhone and pay money? You could have used the money to buy your own in the shuk. It's talking about unique objects, like a cow. Or a horse. You can't get a horse like that in the shuk, because this is a really great horse, or a work of art or something. So, I give you my, one second, I give you my horse, you say it was Nigdam Vapshia, here's $1,000 for the horse, and you can't buy that horse for $1,000. So, maybe you're trying to buy it against my will, maybe you homemade the horse, and you're willing to pay for it, and so therefore, you're a bunny, you have to swear in your Bershuso. No, Rav Huna's Chiddush. That's Rav Nachman's, or Rav Sheshes, depending on what gears you have. Sholosh Shuas Mashmino, so Echad Sheinu Bershuso. That's different. That's a tiny story. Rav Huna's Chiddush is even in a tiny Chiyuv. That's what Rashi says. Come by mafia b'shilav l'rotzli shava. I'm Rav Huna. In balish shalei mashvinos roshushen v'rshu. So chashin shem einav nasim. But that's why it's tikkun drabbanan. And again, common sense. The Rambam says should only apply if you can't buy one of the shuk very easily.
He says, I
hear your taina. Now I understand what you're saying. I don't think it's true, but I understand what you're saying. Logically, it wouldn't make sense to me. You're saying, if I say Migdav I want to pay, then I have the shul of Rav Huna. But if I say Shia want to pay, then I don't have the shul of Rav Huna. I hear your taina. That's a very big chiddush, and I'd want you to bring me a proof for that. Because I'll be common sense, like the chash or shem ein and also should apply either way. Now, could you just, if that big tradition is true, could you justify it? You could, but I don't think you're going to find that it is true. So the problem is, how are you making him swear? Name if he's chashed to steal my object, then what's the point of making him swear? No, hasam nami more that's not chashed money. He thinks it's okay. After all, I'm paying full price for it, right? So what's so bad? As a matter of fact, according to some Rishonim, it's not even the law of Gezel. So, what do you mean he thinks it's okay? How can he think it's okay? That's good for the law of Losach mode, right? Meaning everyone heard of the Ten Commandments, right? And the Ten Commandments says, let's take note. Let's assume everyone didn't hear so much and knows that means that you can't steal, right? Let's take note, you shouldn't steal. What's Losach mode? Losach mode means I shouldn't even take your thing and pay you for it. So how can that be justifiable? So the answer is, Lo Sachmon Shiblo Dami Mashma Lehu. No, he thinks it's okay, because he thinks Lo Sachmon means don't steal, don't take it without paying money. He thinks Lo Sachmon is the same, is not to steal without paying money, and is basically the same idea as Lo Sigzo.
Maybe he thinks you shouldn't try to force him.
Okay, good point, although Tosas could have said that. Interestingly, he didn't. Tosas now asks, this is a tangent. Below Dami Mashvilahu, Vim Tomer Tabulami Lo, Tigzol. Tosas asks, what do you mean? How could you say Lo Tachmod is to take something and not pay? That's already included in Lo Tigzol. V.H. Lomar answers Tosas. It's interesting. I've always wondered why he didn't say what Aaron said. V.H. Lomar, Lavra Lavishne Lavin. And if you look in. And there's a long essay about this. The longest essay I found about exactly what Tosas might mean, although it's a lot of speculation, is in Rabbi Yochanan Ferschel Perlau, in his quote-unquote Perush, or Sadigon's quote-unquote Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Lav Reish Ayin Aleph, which is not the Lav Sachmod, it's a total tangent. Lav Lo Sachmod, he doesn't say anything. He says like this much. And then, like someplace totally random, like a Sadigon's Gvul or someplace, he spent six pages on the longest of Lo Sachmod. Anyway, so you could look there. Maybe you'll find something that will satisfy you, maybe not. But what is Tosas saying? Yesh lomer laver alav bishnei lavim. That, it's redundant to losigzol. It's redundant to losigzol. So here, the achronim are not so clear as to what was really Tosas' kasha. After all, the guy thinks it's okay. Because the guy, if he solo such a lot, and then starts saying, well, for racist losigzol, what's a chiddush of losachmod? Like, maybe the answer is, don't ask any questions. We're just discussing what people think. Right? So, you could say that Tosas is just assuming that, well, people aren't stupid. This is a caution what people think. Anyone see the Nezikin of this? Oh, no. Thank you. So you could say that Tosas is just asking a caution what people think. How could people even be so stupid as to think Lo Sachmon means below Dumin? And to think it's okay to steal and pay. Don't they know that it's losigzol and the Torah wouldn't say the same thing twice? The answer is no, they think the Torah did say the same thing twice. Lav v'lo b'shnei lavin. It's all a kasha on what stupid people think. But the Maharsha here says it's not so mistaber to him. Maharsha says, like, why do you ask a kasha? If they're stupid people, why do they need to explain the lumbus, right? Tosfos here sounds like he's taking what people think seriously. Like, people really have a real shita. That Lo Sachmon only means not to steal without paying. But really it's okay to steal and pay. And then it's kasha as well. If really it's okay to steal and pay, and really Lo Sachmon only means not to take without paying, isn't that redundant to Lo Sigzol? And the answer is sometimes it is redundant, but sometimes the Torah has a concept called Lavar Lav Vishnei Lavim. Therefore, the Maharsha deduces from this Tosfos, which at first sounds exceedingly radical, is... is that Tosfos holds the people are right. Lo dami mashva lehu, and they're right. Lo sachor only means not to steal legamre. But if you pay for it, that's not a violation of lo sachor. Therefore, lo sachor is redundant into lo sigzo. Would Tosfos really hold such a radical thing that lo sachor only makes it usher to steal without paying? So the Marsha wouldn't have said this here, Alatar, if not for the fact this is 2 days in a very famous Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, Chafeh with Beis, talks about Chamsonim. Chamsonim are people who steal and pay the money. The truth is that very, very rarely happens nowadays, that people would steal things and pay you the money. Just because you could buy most things in the shuk. Why would I steal your car and pay you the money? I could buy the same car in a shuk. There's mass production. So it's pretty rare that it happens nowadays. You know, most things you can buy in the shuk. Oh, I can't buy exactly an ox or a horse as good as yours in the shuk, but we don't have oxes and horses anyway. So it's not something that's common nowadays. I guess it would have to be like a work of art or something like that, or, you know, an antique. But I guess in the old days it was more common. There was no mass production. I wanted something. I couldn't buy one in the shuk. So I would steal it from you. But I'm not a bad person. I'm just a rough and tough person. So I'd steal it from you and give you the money. So the Gemara says, at first they thought it was okay. They added the psul edus of gazlans and chamsin. So obviously gazlan doesn't mean real gazlan. They added the psul edus of a gazlan and take something that doesn't really belong to the fellow, only belongs to the midrabbanan. That they added. And a chamsin. So why at first didn't make karsa? At first the Gemara said that at first they didn't pass a chamsin at first, because they're really paying the money. What's so bad? Only later on they added the chamsin when they saw that he had such chutzpah that he would grab things. Now we'll have to figure out exactly what that means. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Tosfos says, why at first did they kasher the chamsin? After all, isn't he violating los achmod? And Tosfos gives, right, why at first hechshiru hachamsonim, aren't they violating the Ten Commandments? So Tosfos and Sanhedrin, in his first answer, says it must be they're not violating Lo Sachmod, right? Lo Sachmod mashmod lo yav dami. Lo Sachmod is only if you don't pay. V'chi yav dami lekalav Lo Sachmod klal. And there's no lav of Lo Sachmod. Again, I'm not saying it's good midos, but there's no lav of Lo Sachmod if you pay. V'im tomer amin per kam dami tzi Lo Sachmod v'lo dami mashmod lehu mashmod in shi dav gud mashmod eskavel and toin. Lo Sachmod afil yav dami. It doesn't say in our Gemara that people think that Lo Sachmod only applies without dami, but that's just what they think. No, mashmalahu, and they're right. Even though usually, this is a big chiddush in this Tosfos. Usually, mashmalahu means and they're wrong. Right? They're amaratzin. They're fools. Here, mashmalahu means and they're right. That's a very radical, almost shitas yachid, Tosfos I had in the first day. But really, the emes, lo sachmod, shayach, ra, and lo nasandamin. And then you have to add Tosfos Sir, Tosfos Matzia add Vilavor a lav Bishne lavin. Basically, it's just a redundant lav to the lav of Gezel. That's the Shita of our Tosfos Sir in light of the first day in Tosfos in Sanhedrin. That's obviously very radical. Number one, because it just seems like a very radical conclusion. Really? There's no Isser D'Oraisa? Never said in the Torah you can't steal something if you pay for it? That's not Lo Sachmod. And B, because Shadavar is Lo Dami Mashma Lahu. The people mistakenly think, not that they're right. That's a day, that's Yachid of the first day in Tosfos Sanhedrin, they're right. What are the two other mainstream deos? The Tosfos, in his second day in Sanhedrin, what does he say? Why at first did they kasher the Chamsonim? What?
They agreed to sell them without
much. Right, what are the magic words? Not please, not open sesame, Rotsani. Right? This is a Gemara in Bava Kamma. Bava Kamma Stamach Beis says that the Chamsonim are people who steal and pay the money. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean the Chamsonim are people who steal and pay the money? Don't we know Tluy Rizan Zvini Zvini, forcing them to sell them valid? So no, it depends if you say Rotsani or not. If you said Rotsani, then that's valid. If he didn't say Rotsani, it's invalid. That's the Gemara says on Sanhedrin. So if I force you to say Rotsani and I give you a fair price, that's a valid sale. So, learn the second day of Tosfos. What does that mean? That means that's not the people who are apostle. The people who are apostle, only people who do not validly acquire it. So that's what he says. Lo sachmod yushaya rak belo amar rotsani. What difference does it make if the guy says rotsani or not? Because we know the Gemara says, tuli v'zavin zvini zvini, a few places in Shas, that really, even if I force you, if you say rotsani, that counts as rotsan in the end. Aval im amar rotsani, then it's a valid kinyan. Then that's not lo sachmo. That's just mekach umemkar without midos.
Are there cases though they use that to say that it's not true? In fact, in all kinds of, when there were forced sales and people would come along and then...
No, that's Ragi Moda. That's what Ragi Moda is for. But here we're talking about a guy who didn't Ragi Moda. Okay. Who does not hold like either of these answers? The Rambam, right? How do we know? The Rambam clearly says Osachon applies even if you pay the money, right? Against the Das Yachid of Tosos. And clearly, by his silence, in contrast with the Ravid, says it applies even if the guy says Rotsani. Right? Says the Rambam, beginning of Tosos Gzela. Anyone who covets their friend's slave or house or kalim or anything else he could acquire from him. I mean, you can't violate losachmon if you covet your friend's good looks because you can't take them from him. But anything you could take, and you get a lot of put a lot of peer pressure on him, right? That's where we find peer pressure in the Rambam. Hechbet alav bereyim v'hitzerbo, and you nudge him a lot until you buy it from him. Now again, what does it mean you peer pressure and nudge him a lot until you buy it from him? It sounds like the guy said rotsani or not. If I nudge you a lot, why am I nudging you? I'm nudging you until you say rotsani, right? If I was going to grab it and throw the money at you, I wouldn't need to nudge you, right? So obviously the Rambam's talking about a case where the guy said rotsani, or even if the guy said rotsani. Even though you pay him money against the Tosas Reza, over lo sashenemar lo sachmod. Then the Ravid objects. The Ravid says, "What do you mean? That's only if lomar rotsani." The Ravid holds like the second answer of Tosos. Lo sachmod is only if you don't say rotsani. If you say rotsani, it's valid mekach umemkar. Apparently, the Rambam he also knows if you say rotsani, it's valid mekach umemkar. But he thinks it's still lo sachmod, right? So says the Rambam. Of our alosachmod afalp shenosan domin the amar Allah rotsani. So for the Rambam, why at first did they think the chamsanim were okay? Why at first did they think the chamsanim were okay for the Rambam? After all, they did violate losachmod. For the Rambam, any chamsan, no matter what, violates losachmod, even if he pays. Even if he just exerts, I wouldn't say subtle, medium pressure. And not medium pressure like according to the Bush administration. Regular medium pressure. Even if he just exerts medium pressure, and the guy buckles, and he says, Rotsani, that's still losachmod. So why at first did they kasher the chamsanim before they changed their mind? So there's two ways. There's the very, very fascinating way, and then there's just a much more simple way that could be true. So unfortunately obvious the need for the fascinating shot that Josh is saying. What a lot of the Achronim suggest is Aslama Lo Paslu Chamsanim Meikara, back to our question. So what most of the Achronim say is that that even though chamsanim do violate lo sachmod, people don't think that they violate lo sachmod because of our Gemara. Lo sachmod le'inshi, below dam and mashulahu. Who cares? They violate lo sachmod. At first, they didn't pasul them because people didn't realize they were violating lo sachmod. They were moer hetter. They were only b'shogeg. In which case, the machlokas between. That's not what Josh was saying. And unfortunately, this answer is so simple that it takes away the chrech to say what Josh was saying, which is really much more in line with the Rambam. But the machlokas then between the Rambam And Tosfos, and this is explicated by the Marshal, that Tosfos is on Hedron, if you're interested, is that Tosfos thinks that at first when they made their psulim, they made them based on what vigorous people really did. So even at first they must have thought you weren't doing Losach and Olivet Emes, and then they added him later. Well, the Rambam says, no, at first they only made Xer on people who knew what they were doing was wrong, so they didn't make Xer and Chamsanim. And then later on they added the Chamsanim. That's at least one way to defend the Rambam. We'll get to a second way in a second. Now, I just want to chazer for you. I'm going to apologize just because this is very, very bavost lumdus, but we have the Tosfos here, etc. We can't, even though everyone knows the Rambam Ravid already, we can't not chazer it. So, the Tosfos clearly thinks, you could have a question, what's the nature of the Isser of Los Achmod? Yes?
If we assume that because they don't think they're violating Los Achmod, that implies that the law that the sole agents of the Godman is purely logical, not a formal tool, correct?
That would work perfectly. First of all, I'm not assuming this with a Rambam, meaning on the Dereis level this is for sure true, because Kofar, even on the Alcha Maisa level, Kofar Milva is Kashal Agency is Jamut and Shabbat. Right. Well, unless you say they're done the Maisa Gezel. Anyway, I take that back. Anyway, I would say two things. Number one, that might be true. Unless you want to say it's a formal psal, but the formal psal, you have to do it. Every rabbi needs to do a formal psal, and this is called shogeg. And formally, there's a different nation of shogeg. So I think it'd go either way. Okay, now, the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokas here. Rambam and Ravid. Says the Rambam, Avar Afalpi Sha'amar Rotsani.
Are you saying Ravid is the same as Tosfos, both in his Shita and in his like logic behind it?
About Rotsani?
Yeah. And what that teaches about Lodachman.
L'chora. Okay. Avarak in lo amar rotsani. Are there any other machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid here? How many other machlokes are there between the Rambam and the Ravid? In this halacha. In this halacha. Ah, says the Rambam. How is it over lo sashin or lo sachu? If ain lokin alav zev, they should ain bo maisa. Right? Says the, now what's the problem? The very next words of the Rambam. The Eino over Blazed, she yikach hachif et shech amad. But, and this everyone agrees, even though it's not found in the Bavli, anywhere. It's implied in the Bavli, it's before Shukulta. You only buy the Yosachman if you take it. Meaning, unlike, most people I think that if I just like want what you have, I violate the law of Yosachmod. Versus, it's not true. Now, according to the Rambam, against the other children, violate the Yosachmod. It doesn't become okay. But it's not losachmod to just want what you have. Certainly, of course, it's not losachmod to be jealous of what you have. Right? I mean, if you have what's a nice car now? Lamborghini? Is that still in Kashmir car nowadays?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? If you have a Lamborghini, a new Lamborghini, and I'm jealous and I want a new Lamborghini, that's clearly mofker from losachmod and losachmod. I don't want your Lamborghini. That's you. I want a new Lamborghini. If I want the same thing you have, that's just... I want the same thing you have and you have something worth wanting that's good midos, kinesof v'tar v'chachma. If I want the same thing you have and what you have is shtos of fancy cars, then it's bad midos and it's called bin shakon gashmius. But that has nothing to do with losachman losazabe. Losachman losazabe clearly has nothing to do with wanting the same thing you have. You have a big house, I want a big house, but I want a big house on this block, not on your block. You have a new car, I want a new car, but I want your car, I want a new car. You have a fancy suit. I want a fancy suit, but I'm a different size from you. I want to buy a fancy suit from the store. That's clearly not losachmod losazabe. That's not shot of the pasuk. I don't want your thing. I just want to be like you. That's just called being immature. The losachmod losazabe means I want what you have. And most people assume that if I just sit there and I look at your house and say, oh, I want the house, I wish I had that house, I wish I had that house, that's losachmod. Kamashvel, it's not true. The real losachmod is only if I actually end up taking the house from you, or the wife, or whatever it may be. That everyone agrees to. And that's what presents a problem for the Rambam. Now I'll take a question. That if you only buy the losachmod by taking it, then why is it a lav shema leisa?
Even before that, why do you even talk about Lashen Romaisa, you don't get Malkos on. But even if you don't get Malkos, you're still over something, you're still a Russia. The whole point over here is...
Correct, no.
The Russia has nothing to do with it. Why should it even have anything
to do with it? Oh, it has nothing. Who says Ingo Malkos has to do with what we're discussing now?
Oh, okay.
Ingo Malkos, just I'm pointing out something in the Rambam.
Basically, some of like Alex Gordon question doesn't like imply that it actually like Ibn Ezra, if you like quoting, and then like the Ramban on Lo Tistaveh actually, but the Ramban on Lo Tistaveh, I think, even actually said that it's
okay. So first of all, in Lo Tistaveh, that's Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam says you buy Lo Tistaveh just by wanting what you have, right? Says the Rambam. Call a misave based on which the Kalish Shah of Erechain call use a Mishad of Armshaf, look knows men who came in Shahosh of Levi Yechik, the Dover Zeb, and if to believe over Dover, Arbor Blosase. So, Los Zabe, that's Machlokes. I put on the Makoros here. The Smak and the Smak disagree. They say Los Zabe is the same as Los Achmos. The Rambam says, no, Los Zabe, you violate not by wanting what you have, that might be a little harsh, but at least thinking that you want to take what he has. That's just you can violate by thinking about it. And if I'm, you're right, Ibn Ezra and others sound like the Rambam on that, in terms of Los Tzavah. Ibn Ezra sounds a little like even Los Achmo, but it's always a tricky inyan to figure out what to do with Ibn Ezra's and the halachic structure. So I'm going to leave that a little bit bizarre to Yun. But okay, granted, it could be that the Ibn Ezra might even say, it's always hard to tell what to do with Ibn Ezra's that are against the accepted halacha. Do you really try to answer them up within the halacha? Do you assume he's just talking about Pshut Shal Mikra? Rosenzweig always likes to say he's trying to tell you the lumdus, even if he's not getting down to the details of Halacha Lemaisa. But maybe we'll come back to that. So, Lemaisa, Los Tzavah, according to the Rambam, means I'm just thinking about how to get it. According to the other Rishonim, it's the same as Los Achmon. Los Achmon, according to all Rishonim, La Halacha at least, is only if I take it. So, why is it Lashim Lemaisa? So, says the Ravid al Atar. The Ravid says it is Yeshbo Maisa. The Maisa is Netilas HaChefetz. Right? So should you get Malkus? So there's a Ravid, not so Pashut. Havalhavli Lomer Mneshu Chayv Dashlumin. It's a lam. Hanitak. Litashlumin. Because there's Tashlumin, what's the Tashlumin? Shari Gazlan, Shechayev Lohashvah Sagzela, Heishvah Sagzela. Figachin Olochev, Vigam Zechayev Lohashvah Chavit Lebailim. You don't get Malkus, you have to Meshav the Chavit. What's the Tashlumin? Veheishav et Hagzela. The Rambam, it's pretty clear held that there's no Tashlumin that's not the reason he gave. It's pretty clear he has to disagree with that reason, because Tuyiv Zavin Zvinei Zvinei, that there's no Tashlumin, there's no Chiyuv Chazara. What's the relationship between all these machloks between the Rambam and the Ravid? So all the other point out, there's all one big machlok between the Rambam and the Ravid that just expressed itself in three different ways. The Rambam and Ravid have a fundamental machlokes about the nature of Losach mode. What is the Isser of Losach mode? For Tosfos, it's just Gzela. It's just another Isser Gzela, right? Lava, Lava, Shane, Lava, the first day in Tosfos. How about for the, let's say we disagree with him, we say no, even if you pay money, you can still view it in two ways. It's a kind of Gzela, just a new kind of Gzela with paying money, or it has nothing to do with Gzela, it has to do with an experience called Chimud. And that, the Achron explained, the Magid Mishnah here, it explains, is the machlokas between the Ravid and the Rambam. Here it's a new kind of gzela. Just, it's not the same as gzela as those first. It's a new kind of gzela. There's one kind of gzela that you actually make the guy lose money and take his chayfetz, and there's another kind of gzela, which is a lower level of gzela, that you make the guy lose his chayfetz even though he doesn't lose any money. It's a lower level of gzela. But if it's a kind of gzela, then A, it's only gzela if you take something you don't have a valid kinyan on. If you have a valid kinyan on it, then that can't be gzela. If you said rotsani, that's not gzela. B, yesh bo maisa. What's the maisa? The iser is, and therefore, the iser is gzelas hachefetz. And therefore, it's Yishma Maisa. However, things in Tashlumin, because once we're Mechadish, that Losach was Mechadik Zela, it says, Mechadish was like Zela Shabazal. It doesn't just say, Oza Ushikar Rashak, Oza Midash, Matzal, Mikolashik. Anytime you have something in the realm of Zela, even if it's not exactly the law of Zela, you have to do a Shabbat. So the Rambam is straight through Lushitasa. The Rambam obviously holds otherwise. For the Rambam, what's the Yisr? So here there are different formulations, is that it's not a kind of Zela at all. For the Rambam, what's the Yisr? So the Magid Mishnah says, in defending the Rambam and putting together this Lundus, Hishtadlus asher hishtadel hu ha'isser. The isser is the hishtadlus to get a chayfetz, but the smak says even sharper, and this is what they say in the name of Chaim as well. I thought I had the lashon of smak here someplace even. Yeah. The smak says, V'yafal gav darminim b'mechol yachul v'am tam l'lokach 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 l'lokach. We learned from l'lokach l'lokach that it's only us who take the chayfetz. V'lok nirish af b'leiv asrach inu nigmar l'schayv l'lokach shiyaseh ma'isa. Really, the Isser is believe. So, rather, it's an Isser is chimud believe, like the smak, or hishtadlus, chimud as an attitude towards what you're trying to accomplish in life for the Magen Mishnah, is chimud believe. So why do you only violate when you take the chayfetz? So you have to say, the Isser is chimud believe, and eino nigmar, what's eino... Once they know Nigmar, so Chaim like to say, right, the Shear is at Sheyikach HaChifetz. The answer is, he would believe, how much the meal do you have to eat by the blood? A Kizayis. How much do you have to cook on Shabbos? You have Shabbos, a Kibrogris. How much do you have to be Chome, believe? Or how much do you have to be Mishtadel, have to be part of your life that you're trying to get other people's things until you violate the Zachmod? Until you succeed. But the taking the chayf is not the isser, meaning it's not a modified version of Tosus. It's not too lab, low sigzol, it's not sigzol, not two types of zela. It's not zela at all. It's really not that different. Losis ave. It's about how you feel in your heart. It's about your attitude in life. However, the shear for when you violate the avera when lolo, right? The shear for when you've done a shear and fully violated the avera is a chiyitach chayfet. But therefore, the rabbi makes perfect sense. First of all, you're over even the guy says rotsanik. But it's not. That what's wrong is not that you took his chayfetz. What's wrong is that you're a chomid. B, it's a lafshim b'maisa. What you did wrong is to be chomid, not take the chayfetz. And C, clearly, ain't tashlumin. Taking the chayfetz might have been perfectly better. Taking the chayfetz wasn't the problem when you violated the law. That was the sheer violating the law. The law was your attitude of chimud, and obviously you can't pay that back. And therefore, it's not shy to talk about tashlumin.
Do you think it's so risky? I mean, if the issue is the shabbos or the chimud, depending if the person is a real stubborn, like the person who I'm trying to get it from is very stubborn. I'll be much more homemade, but I'll never get it. Whereas a little chimud, if the guy is willing to go do it right away, I'll be over right away.
Correct. So if you want, you can say tonight instead of shear. But it doesn't really, it doesn't necessarily bother me. It doesn't bother me, especially since ain't no dome chimud that comes to fruition from a chimud that doesn't come to fruition in terms of the experience of chimud. One is mechazik itself and one is not mechazik itself, so it doesn't necessarily bother me. Okay, that's the very, very famous Lamdus Velo Sachmod, which is related to our discussion here, in terms of Tosos says it's mamish unified with Gzela. That's a Das Yachid. We hold no, Lo Sachmod is not Gzela. Lo Sachmod is even if you pay the money. But does that mean we basically agree it's Gzela? It's just not the same as Gzela. It's Gzela Sogbet? Or does that mean it's nothing to do with Gzela? It just externally looks like Gzela. But really, it's about an experience of Chimud. And that is the Rambam Agam. What Josh was saying before is you could say, Yesh Lomer Leha Rambam, Shechimud Eino Lav Dechomas Lachain Eino Posol Eidus. This is what Josh was saying, that the reason why the Rambam wasn't bothered by why they at first were Machshir Lecham Sanim is because Losachmod is not a Lav of Chomas. Losachmod is a lav of what's in your lave. And therefore, since a lav what's in your lave, we all know that if you violate a lav that's not chomus, and you're punching your malchus, you're not tosleges. So it's a lav that's not chomus. It's not about a lav of stealing money. It's a lav of human lave. And maybe that's why at first they didn't pass the chavsanim. Although again, you don't really need to say that because you have an adequate explanation for the Rambam. Okay, that's a little bit about Losachmod. Any other questions? Go by two. Okay. The Ella. Now we try to bring, so far we tried to bring three proofs that Chashmon was low Chashmon to us, and none of them worked. Now we're doing three proofs that seemingly do work. The Ella Hadar or Nachman Shvino so Shuas Hesses, named Migu Chashmon Chashmon to us. So the din of Shuas Hesses, Shuas Hesses is a kofer bakol. A kofer bakol is not mishtamet. Now the kofer bakol is mamish trying to steal. And yet we let him swear, which shows low Chashmon to us. The Suha, the son of Rechiyash, named Shvavim Notun Balabais. And Rav Chiya, this is the case of Chenvoni al Pinkaso, right? We pass it not like bananas, that the Polim and the Chenvoni both swear and collect from the Baal Bais. Obviously, one of them is stealing, and yet we let them swear. And Neg Mimi Choshim and Choshim Shua. So Vesuha, the Amar Shesha, Shalosh Shuos Mashbino, so Shuos Shuos Mashakiva, Shuos Shuos Shachma, Yash Shuos Shadim Bershusi, Neg Mimi Choshim and Choshim Shua. So all the three Shuos, we'll come back to this, that we make a Shomer swear. Obviously, we're Choshim for stealing, and yet we let them swear. But the maskan of this part of the Gemara is that these are three valid proofs that Chashmon is not Chashmon Shvasa. That's why we let these fellows swear. In terms of reading the Shakta Vatarya, the Rishonim have a problem with the Rav Nachman, Mashbino, so Shuas Heses. What's Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha, you're saying the Rav Nachman, the guy's stealing and he's not stalling. He's not Mashtamit. What's the only problem? The Gemara says he is Mishtamet. As a matter of fact, the very Gemara of Shuas Hesses, what did the whole Gemara of Shuas Hesses say? Why was Nachman Metakin of Shuas Hesses? On the one hand, he says, I was Metakin of Shuas Hesses. It's not before, sir. Nachman Metakin of Shuas Hesses. Let's assume it means the door of Nachman Metakin of Shuas Hesses. That's Mekubal. Why were they Metakin of Shuas Hesses? Because Chazakin and Tavel and Yeshua Lav. The guy wouldn't have sued you if he didn't have a case. I wouldn't have denied it if I didn't have a case. So Steven says, nah, mishtamet, maybe the plaintiff has a chazaka because he wouldn't sue you if he didn't have a good reason. You don't have a chazaka because maybe you're only denying it to stall because you don't have the money to pay right now. And that's why, so the whole basis of Shuas Hesses is because it's mishtamet. Right? So the whole basis of Shuas Hesses is mishtamet. Why is it we're assuming here that Shuas Hesses is chashit amamona? So that's Tosis Kasha in Dibra Masko. Ella. So, what's the answer? Tosa says, Tema Achanam Mishdamit, Bishloma, Durham Nachman, Chashu says, Afilo Hechash Tov of Yomer, Zachavit Shabiyot Chashali, Hudlo Shaykh Shambute. Really, they had a Mesora, even though that's not found explicitly in Shas, they had a Mesora from the Amorim, that your Chayeshu says is even in a case where it's not Shaykh Mishdamit. Like, for example, I say to you, that vest is mine. Right, that fleece is mine. Clearly, there's no Indian of Mishtamet. You can hand it over right now if you wanted to. And you're still Chayv Shvus Hesses. There's a big machlokas. There's Shvus Hesses on Karka. Rav Haigon was not coming here from this angle. What's the big machlokas? There's no Shvus. I bought him Shvus and Karkos. Right? That only means there's no Shvus Darais on them. How about a Shvus Hesses? So Rav Haigon says, no, there's no Shvus Darais on Karka, but Shvus Hesses, they were talking even for Karka. But once Rav Haigon said that we're talking for Karka, what do you mean? Karka's never Mishtamet. I say that's my field, you say it's not. What do you mean? No Mishtamet. What do you mean? You can't find the field to give back to you. You're looking for it in the Agam. So, we see from Rav Haigon as well that he had a Mesora, even though he was just trying to say, don't think the Ptur of Karka applies to Shuas Hesses, but he also must have had a Mesora that Shuas Hesses applies even when there's no Mishtamet. Because it's Rav Shuas Adiyam Masul Machai Shuas Hesses Mishtam Mishtamutte, the Kaparach Ad Rabbe Eno Demez, the Vishnami Shish Mishtamet. Oh, doesn't the Gemara say the only reason they were talking to suspect you is because you might be Mishtamet? Yishlomer came to Shaino Be'en Mishtamet, Rav Shuben, Lo Plog Rabbanan. It's a low plug. They originally were only talking to Shuas Hesses for cases of Mishtamet. Like I say you owe me $100, you say you don't. Right, where I have a better timing than you because I wouldn't ask for the $100 if I didn't have a good reason. And you might deny it because you want to pay later. However, once they made Shuas Hesses, they made a low plug. How do we know they made a low plug? Then it was so rather they made a low plug in Shuas Hesses. That is the most passionate answer. That's Tosos and right. Low plug. The Guzru Shuas Hesses. Af Hecha. The low shayach mishtamet. Yeah.
Of course, Joseph, the Raya-Gemaras from the cases of Lopluganim?
Exactly. The Raya-Gemaras, the Hadar of Nachrafino Shushus Hesis, is not from that, was a regional case of Shushus Hesis. His original case of Shuas Hesses was a case where, if you look in the Gemara, it says, are you only 100 and you deny it? He says, I'm Mashpina Shuas Hesses. His original case is the case of Mishnamit. The only reason he was Mashpina Shuas Hesses was because it was Mishnamit. The Raya here is not from Rav Nachman's original statement, but from Resora as to what Rav Nachman would have said to extend his statement. So it's a little dachuk in the Gemara, because they're just quoting Rav Nachman's Lashon Mashpina Oso. Who's Oso? Right? Mashpina Oso Shuas Hesses. Oso is the person discussed in the Mishnah. In the sixth paragraph of Shuas, is the guy who says, I don't owe you $100. And he says, not really, it doesn't mean we're not asking the Oso, we're asking from the next guy, and the next guy, we know he may be low polygamy, goes around. Okay, the second answer, Tosfos says, Inami Akushin Ruchia Samach. Second answer is a big nafkamina, right? Nafkamina Lamaisa. Is there Shuas Hesis? Is there Shuas Hesis on a Ben? Yes, the second answer to Tosfos seems to assume no, right? There's no Shuas Hesses in the end. There's only Shuas Hesses where the guy's Mishtamet. Oh, then what's the Kasha? What's the Kasha of Elad Rav Nachman? The answer is not a good Kasha. Really? You know, they have three questions. All three of them didn't have to work. It's enough that one or two of them worked. It's not a good question. Tosfos Rid goes a little further, right? He says, it's really not the right gear. So they were confused. It's only because Rav Nachman comes up later. In our gear, it's Rav Sheshis, by the way, Mashmir, Gimel Shuas, but most of the Shonen have Rav Nachman. I think maybe even all homes older should have had Rav Nachman. So he says they by mistake, so either it's the wrong gear, or it's Lavdavka, right? Here is Tosfos Tirit's base, says basically Lavdavka, it's not really Akasha. They would have answered, he's not Chashan alone, he's Mishtamet. And the Tosfos Rid says that it's the wrong Girsa, the bad Girsa. Really, they didn't mean to bring Shuas Hesses at all. So really, Nafkamina is, when is the guy Chai Shuas Hesses? For the first answer, Tosil, Chai Goen, guy's Chai Shuas Hesses, on any time, of Chai Shuas Hesses, right? This is Tosil's Tirutz Rishon. And not that Rav Heigel was getting involved in this particular issue. He was just thinking about another issue, but it seems to be that he would agree in the end. According to the second name, Tosil's, no. If I say that ring you're wearing, that's my ring. Second day, they'll say, you don't swear Shuas Hesses. Why? Because it's not Shayach Mishtamet. Therefore, we're even. I wouldn't ask for no reason, but you wouldn't deny it for no good reason. So we're even in your partner with Shuas Hesses. What's the thing in our Gemara? Lav Davka in our Gemara, or Ron Gerson in our Gemara. The third answer is a very fascinating answer, is the Ramban and all of the Rishonei Svarad. What did they say? What did the Ramban say? There was a very long Ramban. It actually meandered around a bit. What did the Ramban say? How does he answer this kasha? Don't we know that the Shuos Hesses is only because of Mishtamet?
It's not the same Mishtamet.
It's not the same Mishtamet. Exactly. That Mishtamet in, what was the Shuos Mem Aleph? The Mem on base. Mashtamet and Shvuas Mem and Beis doesn't mean, what doesn't it mean? Exactly, it doesn't mean to stall. It doesn't mean Mashtamet ad the having Zuzayu Purana. It means, doesn't mean stall, but, I don't know if I'm good English for it. It doesn't mean, in Dav Gimel, Amar Rav, the Imam, we're talking about this time in Shabbat. Mashtamet ad the Zuzayu Purana. That means I'm stalling. Mishtamet in Shavuos doesn't mean stalling. What does it mean? It means, what?
Weaseling.
Escaping? Weaseling out? Doesn't mean stalling, but it means, not paying debts. All right, we don't need a fancy word. Right. He says, we all misunderstood. We assumed, you know, like the Brisker joke about Panam Chadashos, that the word Mishtamet means the same thing everywhere in Shas. Some people, it was more than an assumption. Some Yersos in Shavuos said, Mishtamet ad Havili Zuzi Purana, and like there's, okay, it said explicitly in some Yersos in Shavuos. that it was the exact same mishtamet as Bava Metzia Daf Gimel. In our, yeah, that's what it argues. Ishtamet, who to become ishtamet late, Sarah, the Havili Susi Piranha. But the Ron says, no, that's a wrong gear, so that some scribe thought he was being very clever and it said mishtamet. He said, oh, I know what mishtamet means. It means I'm the Havili Susi Piranha, and copied it in when he realized that was a different kind of mishtamet. Our mishtamet means stalling. That mishtamet means sometimes people evade paying their debt. Sometimes when people are in debt, they have such trouble with their debts that they just try to not pay their debts at all. Oh, does anyone have the chutzpah to not pay their debts? The answer is yes. Sometimes, maybe people don't have the chutzpah to walk over to someone and mug them and steal their wallet in the street. But people have chutzpah to not pay their debts because they just can't handle it and they don't want to hear from it. That's a psychological reality. So what the mishtamet there means doesn't mean maybe the guy's okay because he's just stalling. What it means is, there's no proof that the guy's telling the truth, because no one has the chutzpah to lie. No one has the chutzpah to lie and take someone's money. But people would have the chutzpah to lie and not pay their debts, because sometimes people just want to escape their debts. And therefore, and obviously this kind of mishtamet is chashad amamona. This kind of mishtamet is obviously chashad amamona because he's not paying his debts forever. He's actually willing to steal money. He's just not willing to steal money actively, but he's willing to steal money by not paying. That's the Ramban and a lot of the Rishonei Sfarad have a totally new perush in the Gemara in the Gemara in Shavuos. L'chora. Or you would think that they would not be mechayev shvus heses in the case of a be'en. If I say, hey, that's my ring you're wearing, because then it's not shayach either kind of mishtamet. It's not that you're stalling. It's not even that like you can't afford to pay back the money nor pay back the debts. Like, why not just hand it over? So l'chora they would do it the second day in Tosas. The side problem that comes up here, if they're right, that the, what are they saying? MK, what are they saying? They're saying that the mishtamet of mode b'miktas is stalling. The mishtamet of kofar hakol, right, which is the Shavuos Heses case, doesn't mean stalling, it means evading payment of debts. It means not paying your debts. What's the word? What do you do in your debts?
Default.
You default. It means you default on your debts, right? That's called defaulting on your debts, right? In modern day, very sterile terminology. Defaulting on debts. Refusing to pay your debts. What's the kasha they have here? If the kofra kol kind of mishtamet is not an innocent mishtamet of stalling, but is a gazla mishtamet of refusing to pay debts, then what's the kasha you could ask on that? Then why is kofar milva kasha le'edos? Kofar milva means kofar bakol milva. Why is he kasha le'edos? After all, he's doing the kind of mishtamet which is defaulting on debt, which is stealing. So why is he kasha le'edos? So there are two answers to that side question. The Ravid says, kofar milva is kasha le'edos. What kind of kofar milva is kasha le'edos? How do we know he was lying when he's kofar milva? Obviously, Edom came, right? And proved him lying. No, he says, anyone who's kofar and then Edom come and prove that he's lying, he knew Edom would come and prove him lying, so he only intended to stall. Assuming people know when Edom will come against them. So the Ravid says, yeah, normally a kofar, a kol, is a default, a theft kind of mishtamet. But if in the end there are Edom against him, then he's lying with Lafray, he was only stalling. And he says, oh, you know, it'll take another week for the Edom to get here, let me stall for a week. The Ramban himself says a different shot. He says, he's chashed a mammon, but he's only chashed for not paying mammon, or swearing to not pay mammon. He's not chashed for taking away people's mammon. Therefore, he's still chashed le'edos, because even though we're chashed, he would lie and testify falsely and do everything to not pay money. We're not chashed that he would lie to steal money, and when you say false le'edos, you are stealing money. And therefore, he's chashed le'edos. Okay, let's go by to the Gemara. We have the three shulas.
Moshe.
The Shalosh Shavuos Mashvim also. What are the three Shavuos? Number one, what is the order here? Shlo Pashati Bar. Number two, Shlo Shalachti Bar Yad. What's Pashup Shah? What does Shlo Shalachti Bar Yad mean?
Didn't use it.
He didn't use it, because if he had used it, that's a concept in third parable, Shlichus Yad. And what happens if he did use it? Then he's got one, for now, and he's Chayim and Onsen. And number three, Shein Rishusi, that he doesn't still have it. Which of those three Shvuos is the one that's Chashid and Mamona? Aha. Well, which is it definitely not? Exactly. It's definitely not Shlo Pashati Ba. Shlo Pashati Ba is not... Shlo Pashati Ba is not Chashid and Mamona, because what, we suspect him being Poshea? Well, if he was Poshea, then he'd owe money, and maybe he's being a Shtama because he doesn't have the money yet. Right? So which is the... Which of the Gimel Shvuos is Chashud Amamona? Again, clearly not Lo Pashati. What's the Chashad there? He says it was Ones. We think it was Pshia. So what do we think? It was Pshia, and he has to come up with money to pay me, and he doesn't have the money now, and he stole it. That's not Chashud Amamona. What are the two candidates? Either Ein Brishusi. We think he has it locked up in his barn. That's Mamish stealing. Or... Shlichus Yad. We think he misappropriated funds that he was holding. He misappropriated my possessions. That's Mamash Chashid Mamona. So which one is it? What does Rashi say? Rashi says right here on the side. Name a Gavi Shusha in a Bershusi Mir Chashid Mamona. That's right. Says Rashi. Rashi. And the Ramban and the other Mishnah Svar, the Medrash Ramban, say, "Ein Brishusi." We think he's hiding it someplace. I give you my computer to watch. You say it was stolen. Maybe you're just hiding it in your, in your machzan. So that's clearly Chashid Amamona. What does the Ravid quoted in the Ramban and Tosfos say? Tosfos doesn't say anything here. What does Tosfos say in Gimel and Beis? Tosfos says, and we pointed out then, that to answer Tosfos, the original context, Tosfos Kashin Gimel Beis, Rashi would say what he says here. The Masl Kam, the Chashim, the Chashim, the Chashim, the Lakam and Maisi Rav Nachman, the Mashmino, so Shol Shavuos. They bring a riot from Nachman's three Shavuos, the Echon, Shol Shalach, the Yad. And one of them is Shol Shalach, the Yad. So what's the Raya? The Raya is from Shol Shalach, the Yad. So, that's Machlokas, which of these two Shavuos is the one that is Chashid Amamona.
Is it more from Tosfos that, just quickly, if we're talking about Shalom Pashusi, then we still would let him swear into the, any of the other Shuas, no?
Say that again?
If Chashid Amamona Chashid Shuas, I mean, we wouldn't let him swear to any of the Shuas, we wouldn't let him swear any of the other Shuas either. Is it a bit of which Shuas makes you Chashid? So it's not more from Tosfos what he holds at all, no?
Doesn't Tosfos and Ardaf say that Shia is the Iker Shuas? That's not chashid. So you have an Iker Shvuah.
I understand.
I don't understand what you're saying.
If we think you're lying by Shalom and Rishusi, and it's a chashid, so
let's assume you're not lying. Don't make Yisrael and Rishusi. You'd be mamad, you want to chesed kashrus, so make Yisrael the other Jew. Ma
bayam. But if you're chashid, if we think you're lying by the and Rishusi, we said don't put out one to the other one, so you feel like you're
so let's not be chashid you.
But we are.
No, when we won't be choshed, you weren't doing small things like Horaz Hetter. Maybe we won't be choshed, you weren't Zela. Ma
baya. The only reason why we're not letting you swear any of your shoes is because we can't be choshed.
The answer is no, we'll give your chesed kashrus, we're not choshed your steel, we're only choshed your stolen. That's the whole sugya. That underlies the whole sugya. Just one interesting machlokas here that they deal with is what did Rashi have against Tosos's pshat? What does that Rashi seem to imply? That Shlichus Yad is not called Chashid HaMamona. Why is Shlichus Yad not called Chashid HaMamona? Why is it? Is what does Shlichus Yad mean? Simple pshat. What does Shlichus Yad mean? You give me a cow to watch, and I use it. So why is that a chashav amona? Because
I'm not stealing.
Yeah, because I'm not stealing your cow. I'm just using it. My simchol yom. There are people who are honest people, just not so medaktik and mitzvos. Say, I'm not stealing it. I'm just using it. I'm just borrowing it, etc. So the simple pshat is the Rishonim, meaning the Ramban, he may give a simple pshat in Rashi, because he's more heter. He's just borrowing. Right? And therefore, the halacha might say shlichus yad is very chomer. But people think it's okay. Especially since I'm going through all this trouble watching it, I should at least get to use it. Meanwhile, right? That's what the Rishonim say. The Achronim give a different answer for Rashi. Who did I put on the sheet here? The Pnei Yeshua. The Rabbi Kibayger says the same thing. The Ketzos here says the whole thing. The Ketzos that was in brackets at the beginning of sheet 20. All the Achronim say a slightly different shot. They say, Jesus, I'm not sure what's wrong with the Rishonim shot. You could argue that you could say, that is called being a Rasha, maybe it's not being a Rasha, maybe people know it's not okay, maybe they think it is okay, but it seems like a valid Horas Heter. But the Achronim will give a different shot. The Achronim say that why is Shlichus Yad not Chashad Amona? Because now he just owes money. Once you do shlichus yad and it gets stolen, right now you owe the money, right? Shlich yad is chayev for whatever happens. But if you just owe the money, he's mishtamet. And earlier, he did gzeila mamish, but...
Okay?
Exactly, but... Maybe... He did tshuva. Maybe that's the sort of Rashi.
Rashi says, look, everyone who were choshev shlichus yad, you're doing two things wrong. Number one, you were shaleach yad when you shouldn't have. Number two, now you're supposed to pay and you're refusing to pay. So he says, well, hold on. Now you're supposed to pay and you're refusing to pay. That's called mishtamet. Maybe you just stole and you had the money. Oh, you were shaleach yad when you shouldn't have? Yeah, but that was yesterday, right? Maybe you've done tshuva since then. And then they make a big chiddush diuk in Rashi. It's not really a mochav diuk in Rashi because you could explain Rashi like the Rishonim. But they make a big chiddush diuk in Rashi that that chashan amun is only if you're chashan on stealing now, meaning like right now in this sichsoch, I'm still withholding your object. If you're chashan on stealing yesterday and you might have done tshuva, that's not called chashad amun. The whole sugya of chashan amun is only if you haven't had time to do tshuva yet, like when we started, right? You are right now being tokenic the talis of Aveiro. You haven't done tshuva yet because you're still holding on to the talis. But if we're already over and done with, you might have done tshuva. That's not called chashan amamona.
You don't mean real tshuva. You mean putting it back and not having damage.
No, I mean tshuva.
But what about putting it back without damaging? That's the same.
Aha, so this is actually a very technical issue.
That's part of the
right.
Tshuva.
What if you're shaleach yad and then you put it back? So this is actually.
Okay, you said I did okay.
Can you erase your shlichos yad?
Right.
Can you erase your shlichus yad? So that's actually a bit of a machlokas, meaning if in some circumstances, actually, really it depends on the circumstances, in circumstances where there's really a proper mice of putting it back, and if you hold like the mandar and the gemara, like the place to put it back to, and like the mandar and the gemara, that you don't need das bailum for ashava, then taki, you've erased your shlichus yad, and you're not even chayiv for onsen anymore. But I think over here, he also, you know, the assumption is anyone who gives something back, like willingly, without being caught, that's tshuva. You're right. Meaning anyone who gives something back without being caught, we call that tshuva. Otherwise, why give it back? So I agree. Okay, so that's two ways of reading Rashi. Tosos is actually,
Put in part of the tshuva after we've been on the chaveiro? Isn't it between him and the...
No, it is. Let's say I steal something from your table. You leave $100 in your apartment, on your windowsill. And I reach my hand and I steal it. And then I feel bad, I have pains of conscience, and I put it back. So that's tshuva. Then now I'm kosher leidos. Not if the police catch me. But obviously I had pains of conscience, and obviously I changed my mind. So then that's tshuva. Oh, I didn't apologize to you. It's not clear that I have to apologize to you. Truth is, it's meduyik in the Rambam, that you know, if it didn't bother you, then I don't have to apologize. I only apologize if it was gozel you, not if I was gunif you. Okay, that is for another day. Tosos is a little trickier. Like, everyone wonders, like, why did Rashi not like Tosos' pshat? Tosos, you could ask why he didn't like Rashi's pshat. Tosos seems to imply that Eina Rishusi is not Chashad Mamona. Why not? I'm Choshed, it's Mamish and Yerushus. Isn't that Chashad Mamona? Right? What am I Choshed? A Mamish Choshed that's in your house. If it's in your house, you're stealing it, right? That's Eina Rishusi. So this is not so clear. The theories the Rishonim and Achronim give here are a little tricky. Like, why didn't Tosos like the shot of Eina Rishusi? Like, why isn't that the Chashad Mamona? After all, you say the cow's gone. I say, swear to me it's not in your house. Well, no, if it's in your house, you're a mamish gosselin, no?
Is it not the closest disagree with Rashi? I mean, you think that it's separate, that there are two issues, not just one issue. You're not mocha that disagree with Rashi in the first place.
Right, so you could say it's not mocha that disagree with Rashi, although why is he bringing up Echem Ehem, Shalom, that's only one he had a mashmas and a gold lakama that it was the raisa. The raiva did seem to. So it could be. Maybe. He really agrees with Rashi. The truth is, look, the Achronim tried to come up with very, very complicated reasons for justifying why he disagreed with Rashi, but you're right. He just wanted to find something that he could bring a pasuk and a gozal kama about. Therefore, he could bring a gemara and a gozal kama about, so maybe that's why he picked Shlosh Shalach Bayad. The right of it is a little trickier, because...
Who says that he agrees with Rashi? Who says that he agrees with Rashi?
Yosef? Not the Marsha.
But that's not the Raib.
Yeah, the Raib is a little trickier. It's not 100% clear. Why doesn't he like the Svara why doesn't the Ravid like the Svara of Eina Rishusi is not 100% clear. It sounds to the Ramban like the Ravid really doesn't like the Svara of Eina Rishusi, and it's not so pashut. Not so partial was found in the Ravid. Maybe the Ravid thinks that maybe the Ravid thinks that Eina Rishusi na Chashav Amona, because this is what the Ramban doesn't like. Because it's not that we're choshi that you're keeping and stealing your Rishus. Maybe we're choshi you can't find it in your house and you're still looking for it. And you're just mishtamit. So make you swear Eina Rishusi that it's not in your house someplace you can't find it. That's what Ramban sort of implies, but you're right, this is still a little dochuk. Or maybe we're choshed that it's in your rishus and you're looking for it. The Gemara says, if I say, oh, I put your thing in my house and I don't know where, then I'm chayv to pay. So maybe it is in your Rishus, you just don't remember where in your Rishus, and you don't want to pay, and you're looking for it. So maybe that's why you didn't like the shot of any Rishus. Okay, let's just end with the most interesting part of this whole Shakavataria, which is a bit of a side point on the Shakavataria, which is, what does Shavuos HaShomer mean? What does the Gemara say? Yeah?
Couldn't you also say that a person may not be willing to punish Shavuos when it's in his house and like it's totally... It's not likely, but it's very possible that he could be found out, and he might not necessarily take a shvua when it's really in his rishus.
Hold on, then why are we making him swear? We're making him swear it's not rishus.
No, so we're not choshed him. Meaning, when you take.
If we're not choshed him, then don't make him swear at all, because he wouldn't.
No, so be makabel at shvua.
But if we know that
You're saying, what? That's such a chutzpah. The person wouldn't swear falsely. It's gitta be yodim ka'achas, and it makes you not chashit. Okay, I hear the time as well. Let's just look at Tosos. So, Emma Tosos, Shmosh, Lashach, Bayad. Pirish Rashi. Tim Shalach, Bayad, Afilu Nensa, Chayav. The opposite of zero potter, the economy of Mafka, that's what Morton's just asking about. Can't you put it back and undo your shluchas? You had to come up, you have an answer, cut up, you have zero. No, maybe there's an answer before you put it back. Aval kasha mishili holim din dekavar v'nishba nishba ein roa ha-yeshba yon rai vi patra shem shalach bayad. Tos is a kasha. There's a din called ein roa. What does ein roa mean? If no one saw, the shomer can swear. If it was in a public place, the shomer has to bring eidim. He can't swear. If he says, it broke, it was stolen in a public place, he's not nemet to swear, he has to bring eidim. Okay, what's the nature of that din is very fascinating, not for us now. So the kasha is, hold on a second. If, what, and vi patra, if he brings eidim, he's patra. If part of Shavuos HaShomerim is Shul Shalach Bayad, then even if he brings Edim, how is he Potter? Maybe he was Shalach Yad. What are the Edim going to say? The Edim going to say, yeah, Taka was Nensa. Right? What are the Edim going to say? We saw that he watched it very, very properly, and, you know, a safe fell out of a ninth-story window where he was walking on the sidewalk and landed and crushed, you know, and killed the animal. But how do we know that it was Shalach Yad and Chayav owns him? So Tosi is three deos v'yesh lomar sheyipat mishvur shenensach yishov shol shalach bayad. First day of Tosos is that it just means yavi raya v'yipater. He's not bringing a kash from the pasuk from the gemara. Yavi raya v'yipater. If you bring a raya, you're pater from shvur shalach pasha. Obviously, he's pater from shvur sheni b'shusa, right? But because they saw that it was them. But he's still chayim shvur shalach bayad. It doesn't mean pater l'gam. He's still chayim shvur shalach bayad. What does this Tosfos assume? Right? Tosfos, the first day in Tosfos assumes that what is the Iker Shavuos HaShomerim? What is the Iker Shavuos HaShomerim? Nensa and even Shul Shalach Bayad, right? That all three Shavuos, L'chora, are the Iker Shavuos HaShomerim, right? That, what is the... What is the Shavuos HaShomerim? First day, Tosfos assumes that all three, even Shlosh Shalach Bayad, is the Iker Shavuos HaShomerim. Who agrees with Tosfos? This is the Das Yochin Rishonim. I should have put it on the Makor sheet. Who agrees with Tosfos? First of all, okay, it's a bit of a tricky question. What important Jewish text seems to agree with Tosfos?
The Torah.
The Torah. What does the Torah say? The Nikra of Balabais El Elohim. And Loshalach Yadom Lech Zre'enu, right? And even though the Pashtunim might say, Shaloshalach Yadom Lech Zre'enu means he didn't steal it, means he didn't eat it, means he didn't sell it, but the Gemara says clearly in the third parak, and Loshalach Yadom Lech Zre'enu means he didn't do the halachic concept of Shlichus Yad, meaning he didn't use it for himself. Rashi on Chumash seems to agree with Tosfos here, says Rashi on Chumash. On this pasuk, he says, "Yishvus Hashem tiyeh bein shnehem by Yishomer Sachar Yisham and Shekenu Kedvar v'hu lo shalach v'yad l'shtamishol la'atzmo Yishava Shekenu Kedvara," meaning there was Nensa, and also shul shalach v'yad. Well, that's Rashi. Where is this Chumash Shmos? Chaf Beis Yud. So one shot is that Gimel Shavuos are Me'ikar Din Shavuos HaShomer. The Shavuos HaShomer is Shil Gimel Shavuos. That's even Shul Shalach Bayad and Lech Zre'enu. Obviously the Torah doesn't just mean, right? It's a Pasha. Think the Torah means all you have to swear that you can do your Shlichos Yad. You don't actually have to swear there was Nensa. No, that goes without saying. What the Torah means is that you have to swear about everything from the beginning down to Shul Shalach Bayad. That's the first day in Tosfos. Oh, so why are you Pater if you bring Eidim? You're a part of the other Shavuos. Shel Chayim Shavuos Shalach Bayad. The second day in Tosfos is the mainstream what all the other Rishonim agree with. Says the second day in Tosfos. Inami Shalach Bayad in Nishvel in the Gilgal Shavuos Shalach B'Shachti Ba. Shalach Bayad is not the Iker Shavuos. Shalach Bayad is only the Gilgal Shavuos. Shavuos HaShomer is not Shalach Bayad. Shavuos HaShomer is Shalach B'Shachti Ba. Shalach Bayad is only the Gilgal Shavuos. Shavuos HaNetzah Partel Gami. What's the Nafkamina whether Shalach Bayad is Shavuos HaShomer is Gilgal? Nafmina, what if there's nothing to be a galgal on, right? Because you have Aiden that it was Nensa. So the second, first day of Tosfos, even there's Aiden as Nensa. Right there. Second name Tosfos and all the other Rishonim, except for Rashi, the Ramban on Chumash says this Rashi is wrong. It is the literal pasuk of the word the Chumash, but it's wrong. Really, Shlishlichus Yad is just Gilgal. Me'ikr Shlos Hashomrin. There's no chiyuv. You have to swear about what happened. Only Ali de Gilgal, you swear. Shlishlich Yadim Lechveyu. Oh, how do we interpret the pasuk then? Doesn't the pasuk say? So the machlokas is, right, this is the Ramban ala Torah, the Tosos Shardeos, and the other Rishonim, right, what do they say? No, they say that Shalosh Shalach Bayad is Gilgal. And therefore, if you can pronounce to the other Shavuos, no need for Shluchas Yad. What does the Pasuk mean? What does the Pasuk mean?
That's how would you demonstrate that it wasn't Shia? Or is that the wrong one?
What is Im? Shvat Hashem tiyeh bin shtehem, im lo shalach yadom lechzu'ehu. V'krab alayz alom, im lo shalach yadom lechzu'ehu. What does im mean? So the first day of Tosos is what does im mean, according to the first day of Tosos? Exactly. Im equals asher. You have to swear, shvat Hashem tiyeh bin shtehem, asher lo shalach yadom lechzu'ehu. Right? Sheh lo shalach yadom bim lechzu'ehu. That's even better. Right? Even though it's not a real word. Im equals... They have to swear shell. Im means if. So we know Rashi says im is darshar. The biblical im is much more flexible than the computer science if, or the logical if. And it means means you have to swear even that you weren't shaleich yad. However, what does all the other Rishonim say? This is not a mainstream day in Rishonim. It doesn't even make it into the Shulchan Aruch. This first day of Tosfos and Rashi al Chumash. Says no. M is Lashon Tnai. What's the Lashon Tnai? What are you swearing? You're swearing that it was Nensa and your putter. What's the Tnai? You swear that it was Nensa and your putter. And that shwa that your Nensa is relevant if you weren't Shaleach Yad. But if you weren't Shaleach Yad, then the whole issue of Nensa is irrelevant. Hey, Shvasi Yashem Tehshem. Watch Shvas Hashem Tiyeh Ben Shnehem. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Umei so nishbar nishbayin moah." I said it was Nensa. In lo you would say aganov nekrab alayis Elohim lo shlachin yil mechzuyeh. I say it was nignav. I mean, it's obvious what the shvua is. The shvua is what it said in the previous pasuk. I'm swearing what happened. There's a tonight the Torah's mechadish us when the swearing what happened potter me. If I wasn't shaleich yad, then taka if I'm telling the truth about what happened, I'm potter. You know, I was shaleich yad. The whole idea of swearing Nensu is irrelevant because I'm chayiv whether it was Nensu or whether it wasn't Nensu. It's a lashon of Tanai. And what's the Shua? The Shua is what it says in the previous Pasuk. Right? It's a lashon of Tanai. And the Tochen Hashua is the previous sentence in the Torah. This is the Tanai of the Shua. The Tokha of the Shua is the previous sentence. Also, why do we swear Shluchas Yad? We swear Shluchas Yad to Gilgal. After all, I can be a Galgal on you even though you're not my Yevet Ivri. So I can be a Galgal on you that weren't Shluchas Yad. That is the second day of Tosfos. The third day of Tosfos Reinu. Tam Mefarish Afili De Gilgal Lo Yisham Eich Shimesu Faneinu. When your Tam says, not only Shluchas Yad, only Gilgal, right? Is Gilgal. This is all the Rishonim, or not a Shvua at all, is the Shitas Yachid of Rabbeinu Tam. All the Rishonim hold the middle Shita, that Shlichus Yad is not what's in the Pasuk, but you do swear through Gilgal. Rabbeinu Tam says, even on the Gilgal, you don't swear about Shlichus Yad. And therefore, not only if we see that nothing bad happened to it, You don't have to swear shlichus yad. Even if you're swearing the other thing, you don't swear shlichus yad. Doesn't the Gemara say you have to swear shlichus yad? No, if it's dead in front of us. Ema gadol dever hadomeh. What does domeh mean? A lot of people misunderstand what Tosfos means by domeh all over Shas. What does ema gadol el dever hadomeh? What domeh doesn't mean similar. What does domeh mean? Right. Seems to us something reasonable. Only something reasonable. Domeh means logical. You're only gagal to something logical. The lomi yishlom shalach bayad. Tosa says shlichus yad is so far. I mean, it's a din. But meheki tasi yishalach yad. Why do you have any latest something yishalach yad? Why would I possibly think you were shalach yad? Right? A lion came and ate it, or a lion didn't come. Either we saw a lion came and ate it, or you swore to me that a lion came and ate it. Why would I think you were shalach yad? Meheki tasi. I have no clue to suspect that you were shalach yad. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, even Gilgal Shvuah doesn't apply to Shlichus Yad. Ah, doesn't Gilgal Shvuah mean that if Modu makes us, I can make you swear you're not my Eved? Where is the logical basis for me to think you're my Eved? What? The answer is, when can I make you swear you're not my Eved? If I have a Tainus Bari, I say you are. If I have a Tainus Bari, that's a Dabra Adomeh. Right? In economy, I can make the most outlandish claim if I make it a Tainus Bari. Everyone agrees. Megavlon on everything, even though you're not my Eved, but time is Bari. So if I say you owe me 200, you owe me 100, I can make any kind I want if I say I know. Oh, what's my basis? What's the domeh? My basis is that I know. The kid Josie is the time is Shema. I don't, if I claim to Rishalech Yad, less man de poly, I can make you swear. That's not machlokas. It's domer domeh because I know. I said I saw it with my own eyes. The Kiddush, what Tosfos means is, if I don't claim to know with my own eyes, I just say maybe. If I'm only b'tayin Shema, I can't be megavel b'tayin Shema unless I have a logical basis. What's a logical basis? Just for example, the davka b'shulchan shachokam nischayv shum makamach megavelum shendemori yateira. Right? He says, yeah, you can be megavel b'tayin Shema. The Gemara says mefurish you can be megavel b'tayin Shema. He says, what kind of tayin Shema? Only a logical tayin Shema. What's a logical tayin Shema? We had a shutfus for many years and we broke up. Now I want you to swear you didn't steal from me. That's a logical tain Shema. Why? Because it's common that partners steal from each other. How do we know it's a logical tain Shema? Because really, even without Gilgal, when you split up a partnership, the guy has to swear. Just if I forgot to make you swear then, and I only want to make you swear later, then I can do it through Gilgal. So that's a famous Shita Rabbein Tam. I quoted where this is found in Tosfos. I put in the Tosfos and Kedushin on the Sugya of Gilgal, right? That don't think you can goggle anything. You can only goggle something with a good reason for thinking so. Either I claim that I saw with my own eyes, right? Even though it sounds outlandish, I said I saw with my own eyes, or I claim I didn't see with my own eyes. But it's a logical thing that usually happens. But over here, Shlichus Yad, I don't say that I saw you Shalech Yad. And most people are not Shalech Yad. There's no half a Mina. There's no ladies of suffering you were Shalech Yad. Basically, so fine, my cow got eaten by a lion. There's no more reason to think you were Shalech Yad than to think anyone else knew you were Shalech Yad. Right? Why would I think you were Shalech Yad? I'm grasping at straws. You can't be Megalgal grasping at straws. This, I meant to mention it, but it slipped my mind. Back in the Chakir of Gilgal, obviously, we had a question. Is Gilgal just mean, once you're making the clue, you might as well throw everything in? Or is Gilgal mean, no, I really have a valid Mechayev? Obviously, this would be a time. It's better if Gilgal is a real Mechayev, is a real new Mechayev. Then, very time makes sense. A real Mechayev, you at least have to have a good basis for your claim. If you're just speculating random arbitrary speculations, then how can we Mechayev you a Shua? So, what does the Gemara mean? If there's no Shua Shlach Ziyah, what does the Gemara mean? Says, we're in a town. Shua Shlach Ziyah, the first man in a town, Shlach Achla, the Eimu Klaus, Shua Shlach Ziyah, the Eimu Shlach Ziyah. Rabbeinu Tam says, you misunderstood our whole Gemara. There is no Shua, even on the Gilgal Shlach Shlach Ziyah, in terms of the halachic phrase Shlach Ziyah. The Shua Shlach Shlach Ziyah here means the sort of literal Pashut meaning of Shlach Ziyah. It means that I didn't eat it. And he says, basically, Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadish, that like people are sneakier than we think. We thought that once you make him swear it's not Rashusa and Shlo Pasha, that covers everything. But Rabbeinu Tam says, no, there might be some Ramayim who are so sneaky that what do? They will eat your cow. And then they'll say it's not Rashusi, because it's already eaten. And I wasn't Poshea, I ate it. That's not Shia, that's theft. I stole it, basically, Shlo Shachli Yamis, I didn't steal it. And make it disappear. Now, most people would say, what are you talking about? That's Bechlal Shelo Pashati. Right? Bechlal Shelo Pashati is that I didn't steal it. Bemaze it. Okay, Rabbi Tam has a chiddush that in case someone wants to be sneaky and say, I can get away with swearing, I wasn't Poshea, I was Gozel. That's not for Shusi. I already got rid of the Gzeva. I ate it or I sold it off. Then they might think they can get away with it. So we have Shlach Meyad means I didn't steal it. I didn't eat it. Doesn't mean that I didn't do Shlichas Yad.
But if the entire point of Rabbeinu Tam is that I'm not going to be Mgagel on a wild, far out, then it's not just, oh, I might think that one guy or a Mai every now and then might go and do this, you know, eating the cow thing. It must be that
Not a wild, far out thing. I give you the cow's gone.
Yeah.
It's not Mastaber, you might have stolen it. It's Mastaber to me, you might have stolen it. It's not wild. It's wild to be so medactic to make sure the lashon is clear. But the etzem accusation is not wild at all. Not wild at all. I give someone my cow to watch. I come back, there's no cow. It's a very reasonable accusation to say, maybe you stole it. And got rid of it, and it's not in Rosh Hashanah anymore. Very reasonable to me. Okay. Now, the most interesting part is, yeah?
Just because, so why can't you swear that it was honest?
What?
Why can't you swear that it was honest? You covered two out of three, that makes two different truths.
And what's the difference? Meaning, Lamaisa, what's the difference? He says, I swear that it's not for Shusi and that it was onus, or he says, I swear that it's not for Shusi and it wasn't for Shana, it wasn't Shalash God. Lamaisa, it's, you know.
It's all one shua anyway.
Yeah, you're not repeating Hashem's name extra times. He says Gimel Shua, so it doesn't mean you have to come in 3 days and take out the same Torah and the Arun 3 times. Okay, now the most fascinating discussion here, though, is Teina Shlichus Yad is not the Iker Shua. Here's one theory. Everything's the Iker Shua. Teina Shlichus Yad is not the Iker Shua. What is the Iker Shua? There's still two candidates, right? What does it sound like from Tosfos? What's the Iker Shua? Lo Pashati. And in Ksubos, he says it even a little more clearly. Vincent, do me a favor. Just get up and turn the hands on that clock back half an hour. In Ksubas, he says it. No, I was joking. In Ksubas, he says it even more clearly. Lo havi d'oraisa ella shvua shelo pa shati ba. So, what is the Iker Shvua? What is Shvuas Hashomrim? So, the Mashmaos of Tosfos, of Metzia and Ksubos, is Shalom Pashatiba.
Tosfos 2.
But Metzia and Ksubos.
Yeah, but the according to Tosfos 1.
Yeah, I mean, that's gone, not that first day. Alright, no one holds like that first day. So that's one possibility. The Torah quotes in the Re, although no one knows where this is found in the Re, it's a Yesh Omrim in a Rush. It's a Tos Rush here. Torah says, Right, what does he say? Only if you have no aid in what happened to it. If you have aid in what happened to it, then you don't have to swear the rest of the shuas. And that's what it says in the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah Gevetzes here. He says, the Re in the Torah, and the Tosfos Leharash in the Shidu Gevetzes here, he says, only She'ena Bershusi. Of course, what does Eina Bershusi means? Eina Bershusi means, including Halak became Eina Bershusi. Meaning, I can't just swear it's not in my house. Maybe it's not in my house because I sold it. Maybe it's not in my house because I ate it. That's ridiculous. Meaning, Shenensa, or Shenigneva, or Shemesa, Machmas Malacha. But the other two Shvuos, Shelo Pashatiba, and I swear it's stolen. Maybe it was stolen because I was Poshea. Right, that's only through Gilgal. She is only through Gilgal. Shlichus Yad is only through Gilgal. And this is, oh, Agaf, the very strange Magid Mishnah. It's very strange about Mishnah because he says that in the Rambam it's exactly the opposite of what the Rambam says everywhere, and the Lecha Mishnah can't make heads or tails of him, so I'm not going to take this Magid Mishnah too seriously, but the Magid Mishnah in Toin Benitan, Hei Vav, also says the Ikra Shua is only on Shlomo Shativa. The Rambam, Shilu Bikonim Dalet Aleph, I apologize, I left out the Rambam, Shilu Bikonim Vav Gimel, perhaps. I meant to put that in also. The Rambam, Shilu Bikonim Dalet Aleph, is very mefurish, like this Re, and like this Tosi Tostar Rush, and there's also a Yesh Omrim in the Rush in Hamafkid Simen Vav, says the Rambam in Shelo Pikadom Dalet Aleph. The Rambam Bloshen could not be clearer if he tried. He says, Hamafkid Chavero, etc. V'nikr Balabais Elohim and Loshel Akhidom Lechsri Ejim. What is his Ikr Shvua? His Ikr Shvua is She'ina Brashusi, meaning that it was stolen, that it was Nansa, what have you. The third main Shita is, this is the Rambam, Shela Upikadon, Dalet Aleph. The third shita is the Rush, who's quoted in the Torah here, and it's also the Maskam, the Rush, Yesh Omer, like the Re in the 6th Simon in Hamafkid. Then in the 20th Simon in Hamafkid, he says, but I can prove from the Yerushalmi not that way. What does the Rush say? Says the Rush in the end, Amavol Yerushalmi, Yesh HaFilin She'edim She'edim Nansa, the Hashin and Tzorak Nishav She'edim Bershuso, Afilu Hashin and Tzorak Nishav Shalom Pashapa. Even if you have Edom that was stolen, you still have to swear that you didn't do a Pshia that led to it being stolen. But Agav Zeh, that's the Iker, but Agav Zeh Tzorak Nishav Shalom Chayad, and it's Gil Gosh Lichas Yad. The Rush says that the Ikr Shvus HaShomer is Eina Bershusi, and Lo Pashativa. Again, what's the Nafkamina of all this? What's the Ikr Shvus HaShomer? The Nafkamina is very Pashut. The Nafkamina is, what if you bring Eidim? Do you still have to swear the rest, right? According to the first Das Yochid of Rashi and Chumash, the first day in Tosos, even if I bring Edim, that it was stolen, I wasn't Moshea, I still have to swear Lo Shlo Yishalach Yad. According to the Mashmas of Tosir, as long as I bring Edim that I wasn't Moshea, I don't have to swear anything. As long as I bring Edim that I wasn't Moshea, I don't have to swear that it didn't somehow find its way back to my Rishos. Let's say I bring Edim that it was stolen without my Shia. I don't have to swear that it didn't come back to my Rishos yesterday. I don't have to swear that I wasn't Shalech Yad. Those are all through Gilgal. According to the Re and the Tosei Tosos Rush here, obviously the Rush went through different stages here because Tosei Tosos Rush here, maybe he's going to add it to the Rush. He says like the Re, and that's his Havamina in Perakamafkid Simon Vav. That's not in Maskan, Perakamafkid Simon Vav. He says, no, the Ikr Shvua is that it was stolen. As long as I bring Eden was stolen, I don't have to swear that it wasn't Moshea. As long as I bring Eidim as Nets, I don't swear it wasn't Moshe, and I certainly don't swear it wasn't Shlichus Yad. And the Maskana of the Rush is that, no, the Ikr Shvua is two things. A, that I don't have it anymore, and B, that I didn't do any Pshia that led to my not having it anymore. So I need to prove, A, that it was stolen, and B, that it wasn't stolen from my Pshia, and then I'm Potter from other Shvus.
Aren't they all taking sides on this whole
little Shvua? What do you mean?
Meaning anybody who thinks, sorry, I would have read. Don't you say that, like, I wouldn't have to take a shua if I brought Edom on whatever, so the case that's Iker Shua. So wouldn't they be assuming, meaning that goes back to the question meaning if...
No, it doesn't. Everyone knows if they're Edom, then there's no Gilgul Shua. If they're Edom, then there's no case. They're Edom. If I come to you and we have Edom, there's no Shaykhs of Gilgul Shua. I say, you owe me 200. You say, I owe you 100, bring Edom. No one thinks that is Iker Shvua.
Register as like Gilgul Shvua, which I was putter from.
No, that's why I agree to pay. If I bring Edom, then it takes away the whole Mavrech of Shvua in the first place. The two problems that we have to deal with here are, number one, the steer and the Rambam. The Rambam says so clearly, Megalgin alav Shalom Pasha, right? Megalgin alav Shalom Pasha. In which case, what we expect them to say, if I can prove it was stolen or killed, let's say it was killed by a lion, I bring it. Has like teeth marks of a lion in it, right? So I should be putter. I shouldn't have to swear that I wasn't Moshea. He says, how do I know you're in Shalach Yad? I'll say, well, you have no Gilgal. You have to trust me. I want you to. He said, how do I know you're in Moshea and let the lion in? I'll say, well, You have no guilt, so you have to trust me on that. Problem is, that's not what the Rambam says anywhere. The Rambam, all over, says that you need to bring Edim that you weren't Poshea. For example, Sheil Bikadon Vav Gimel, which I meant to put on the sheet, I forgot I left it out. He says, Shomer Chinim Shevi Raya Shalom Pasha! If you bring a Raya, they weren't Pasha, you're Pater, and we don't worry about Shalom Pasha, that's just a Gilgal, and if you're Pater from the Eker, there's no Gilgal. Sounds like you need to prove Shalom Pasha. Likewise, in Sechiras Gimel Aleph, the Rambam says, this is one of the most famous theories of the Rambam in the whole world, Sechiras Gimel Aleph says, the Rambam, Shomer Shetan Shenenas Ones Gadol, etc. He says, V'inhevi Edim Shalom Pasha Ba Nifter Af Ben Ashua. You have to bring Edim Shalom Pasha Ba. So the problem is, this is the Rambam in She'ela Vav Gimel, and Sechiras Gimel Aleph says, Sarech Lahavi Edim Shalom Pasha Ba. So this is a bit of a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says she is only the Gilgal. Then he says I need to bring Aden that I wasn't Poshea. That is a little peculiar. If she is only Gilgal, then it should be enough to just bring Aden that I was killed by a lion or that it was stolen. Why do I swear that I wasn't Poshea? So, yeah?
Once the Torah or whoever established the fact that you have it, Gilgal, so.
No, that's not true. He says part of Gilgal Shalosh Shalach Bayad, and he admits in all these places that as long as I grew, I wasn't Boshea, I don't prefer Shalosh Shalach Bayad, because there's nothing to be Gilgal on. So this Rambam is very, very difficult. All the answers are very difficult. The Pasuk Pshat, everyone agrees with the Nesivus' answer. The Nesivus says that, I think a very Pasha answer, he says, there's two kinds of Lo Pasha. There's two kinds of Lo Pasha. After all, what do you mean I bring Edim that I wasn't Boshea? How do you bring Edim you weren't Boshea? What's an example of bring Edim you weren't Poshea? Let's say it was eaten by a lion. What would I bring Edim? Edim saw the lion eat it. How do I bring Edim that I wasn't Poshea?
Either that they saw the animal the entire time, or that generally he's not Poshea.
Well, or whatever they saw, that the lion came and that I didn't have any weapons, right? And the lion was stronger than me and that there was nothing I could do about it, right? And they saw I was there, but there's nothing I could do about the lion.
That's not Edis that I wasn't Poshea. That's Edis that the lion died to Ones. Well, that
you made it, let's say it was stolen. How someone made it, I wasn't Boshea. They're made it, they saw that the door was locked and the thief picked the lock anyway and came into the house at a time when thieves usually succeed in their work and took it. Now, what Josh is pointing out is, can they ever really be made that it wasn't Boshea? After all, let's say they saw the line come, there's nothing I could do. How do they know that I didn't know in advance the line would be there and neglect to bring my gun? Let's say they saw the thief. How do they know that I didn't go to a bar and drink a little too much and brag about one of the valuable things I'm watching my house while the thief was at the next table listening? No, can you really ever know someone wasn't Poshea?
You can never give testimony in a negative.
Right. So what does the Rambam mean when he says they're made that he wasn't Poshea? What they're made that they stood with him for the last week and followed him 24/7 to the bathroom and to bed and made sure that he wasn't Poshea? So the Nesivus says it could be that the Rambam means that really. Says the Nesivus, that, I mean, depends how you look at it. The Rambam's somewhere in between. What's Pashup Shah and the Rambam? It's hard to tell exactly which way. There's two kinds of Shia. There's like, Be'etzem. There's Be'etzem, was it Nenas, or was I Poshea? Was it Nignav, or was I Poshea? Was it Nevin or Poshea? Be'etzem, what happened to the Maisa? And then there's the question of, did I do any other Shia? Which might make me responsible. So says the Rambam that really the Rambam is like somewhere in between, right? Rambam Lefith and Sivos says it depends. Sarach Lishave Eich Nevar Hapikadon. Umigalgilin alav shelopasha that the Iker Shvua is includes, what does it mean includes shelopashati? The Iker Shvua is what happened.
The anchor shoe is what happened. I gave it to my bikkudim, and I say, what happened to my bikkudim? The answer is it was stolen. What does it mean it was stolen? It was stolen meaning it was hefker and it was stolen? Or it was stolen meaning it was locked in the house and stolen? The stolen locked in the house. The etzem story of what happened to the bikkudim, that's the anchor shoe was a shogrim. Netzem means bring edim or poshe. You can only bring edim on this story. What if you're poshe behind the scenes? What if I say the story sounds good, but how do I know there wasn't some shia kodemis? How do I know there wasn't some shia that led to the onus? Right? Then, that's only al yidei gilgul, and that's the duryk in the Rambam, he says. The Rambam keeps saying you should bring edim or pasha. The edim can only tell you you weren't pasha, but etzem shas ha onus. The edim can't tell you weren't pasha yesterday. Why do you have to swear shashamak yidei hashem you weren't pasha at all? Swearing you weren't pasha at all is al yidei gilgul, you weren't pasha, but etzem ha onus, but etzem maisa ha veda is part of the ikr shua. So that's the chore, the pasha on the Rambam from the Sivas. The Sivas says, look, it's all about what happened in Roa. Did they see what happened? Did they not see what happened? If Edom saw what happened, they say what happened. If not, you say what happened. So what's the, right? In Roa, Shavuos Hashem Tiyah. What's the Iker? Says in the Sivas, what's the Iker? The Iker Shavuos, what happened to it? What happened to it? What might have happened beforehand? That's only Al Yidei Gilgul. Just like Shlichus Yad before it is Al Yidei Gilgul, Pshia before it is Al Yidei Gilgul. So he says there's two kinds of Pshia. There's what happened to it. And there's what might have caused it in the background beforehand. The first kind of shi is the ikrish was shown, and the second one is al yidei gilgul. Yesh la'ayin, does he mean al pilumdus? There's two different machayim of shia. There's one machayim of shia that, there's one machayim of shia meaning that it wasn't nenas, it wasn't neinav. Then there's another kind of machayim of shia, and that's, I just swear that it was neinav. There's another machayim of shia that says, well, even if it was nenas, there's a new Mechayim called Pshia. So it could be, this means there's a Pshia that's a lack of onus. There's a Pshia that's an onus, but a Mechayim of Pshia. I have to swear there was an onus. I don't have to swear whether there was another Mechayim of Pshia, just like I don't have to swear there was another Mechayim of Shlichus Yad. Or does he just mean practically? You have to tell us what happened, because we're something what happened. Once we know what happened, we don't really have a lead as a suffix that something else happened in the background beforehand. Mehechi Tasi, we should suspect more than what meets the eye. So as long as you tell us the basic story, then we know we'll leave us a suffix. What we didn't get to yet, maybe we'll just very, very quickly mention, is what are they all arguing about? What's the lumbus here? Right? We have all the shitas. It's good to know the shitas before you know the lumbus. You have to know what the Torah says. Pashup shat. But what's the lumbus here? Why should I have to swear on some things and not on other things? Meaning, I have to swear on everything on the Gilgal. The question is, why would the Torah originally be Mechayim Shavuos HaShomrim? Me to swear on some things and not other things. So, what's pshat? Why do I have to swear on some things, not other things? So one pshat might be, and I'm going to oversimplify a little in terms of this, but you can look at the Sma Reish Sadi Dalits of Gimel if you want to be more complicated. One pshat might be, what's the Svara? This Svara is Pashat. I have to swear at everything, right? That's an easy Svara. I have to swear at everything. Well, the Torah said, a Shomer has to swear at everything. Okay, what other Svara is pretty easy? Which other Svara is pretty easy here? B, C, or D? Which is the easy Svara?
D.
What?
D.
Really? I've never thought so in a trillion years. Why is it so easy? One second. I would have said this is a very easy Svara. Why? I have to swear on everything that there is a leidas hasafik about. What's the ikar shua of the Torah? You have to swear on everything that we can reasonably be hasafik about. I gave you a cow, it's gone. Maybe you still have the cow, that's a reasonable suffix. Maybe you're a Roshayah, that's a reasonable suffix. Maybe you're a Sholeach Yad, and then it got stolen coincidentally, and now you're Chayav. That's just not a reasonable suffix. Like, why would we think that? You have to swear about all the normal things that might normally happen. You don't have to swear about weird things. And I think that could be for the Rambam also, if you understand the Rambam as not a lumdish chiluk, but a practical chiluk. You have to swear what happened. We don't know what happened to the cow. Did you steal it? Did you sell it? You are hiding it someplace. Was it stolen? Did you abandon it? Did you take care of it, not take care of it? That you have to swear. Once we know that you don't have it anymore, that you didn't take it, and that it was stolen in a way that seems to be an onus,
but maybe even though it looks like an onus, there's some Shia hiding in the background, you know, worming its way in, leading to this insidious result. Like, maybe we don't have to do so. We got weird scenarios, only got normal scenarios. So you have to worry about all the normal things. Once you've given us the story in a normal way, we're not so we got weird things. I think these two are much more poshut. I think these shitas are much more, these shitas are much more mechadish. Okay, maybe depending on what you mean by them, but ain't a b'shusi, what does this mean? This means we suspect you stole it, but not that you were poshea. Right? That's the shita of the re. To Gilgal, we suspect everything. But the original source of Shalmei, you have to swear you didn't steal it. You don't have to swear you weren't poshea. I mean, why? If we're choshi, if we're stealing, we wouldn't be choshi for poshea. So they're like, oh, we're not moxing people with poshim. What do you mean? We say, maybe you stole it, it's still in your house. So, maybe you didn't steal, maybe you're just a nice guy and you were poshea. Like, why wouldn't we suspect you were poshea? Isn't that a common thing that might happen? And this shita also, at least if you take it at first glance, the way the Mighty Mishnah does, what does this mean? We suspect you were poshea, but not that you stole it. That's also very strange. Meaning, in the end, we're passing the chashamona is lo chashishwa, so we're allowed to suspect you steal things. I give you my cow, you don't give it back. Swear to me you weren't negligent. Forget that negligent. I think you stole my cow. I think your cow. Oh, cow. Okay, it's hard to find a cow. I give you my iPod. You don't give it back. Say, I swear you weren't negligent. I say, forget negligent. The guy's keeping my iPod. He has my iPod locked up in someplace in his house. It's too hard to find. It's too small. You don't have to swear that it's in your Rishusi. Like, these are both two reasonable scenarios. Now, you could say Tosus means Vav Davka. Theoretically, you could say what Tosus means, the Iker Shol Pashati, and that it really got lost. But if you take Tosus as Davka, the Magen Mishnah means a Davka, what he means is that if you know there is no Pshia, then you don't have to worry that the guy stole it. It's a very hard scenario. But why would this be? What's Pshat in these two Pshatim? Why would someone say, someone should say, either Shmos HaShomer means once you're a Shomer, you have to satisfy me by disproving every possible suspicion. That's the first day of Tosfos, Rashi on Chumash. Anything that might have happened, you're chayav to make me feel better about. Okay, could be. Or you could say, you have to give me a reasonable explanation. You don't have to cover weird scenarios. You don't have to tell me that strange things didn't happen. But you have to give me the full explanation of everything that might or might not have happened. Ain't a b'shusi, and that you weren't poshea. You don't have to give me shlichus yad, or according to the Rambam, maybe you don't have to tell me you had a weird kind of pshia that's not a common feature of the case. You just have to give me how it looks like on the surface. But, what's pshat in saying that we only care about pshia, not einu b'shusi, or we only care about einu b'shusi, and not pshia? And certainly if you take the Rambam as a lundish chiluk, right, that the Rambam really means, meaning the Rambam might really mean D. But if you say that the chiluk of the Rambam, it's not that he's really saying, you have to worry about pshia also, just not about weird scenarios. Say, no, really you don't have to worry about pshia. We just mean you have to swear in the etzem ha-maisa there wasn't pshia, because that would be afkia the shein nensir. But you don't really have to swear about pshia. So the Rambam really gives the read. What's pshat? What's pshat? Why should you only have to swear about one thing, not two? They both seem like reasonable suspicions. What's pshat? So, again, for Tosus, you could say he means lavdavka, or what you might say is, lopashati means lopashati benignav. And the only thing you don't have to swear me'ikr hashvua is that the thief didn't return it, because maybe that is a weird scenario. But I think the pshat is very, very simple, la'nias daiti, and goes back to a line in the Ramban that Gimel and Beis that I made a big deal about, and I want to make a big deal about again for the next few seconds. The Rami Bar Chama says, a shomer only has to swear if he's modiv mitzas and kofar mitzas. We don't pass that way. We say if he's going to shomer, I have to swear without modiv mitzas. Why is he more suspicious? Why do we suspect the shomer more than anyone else? Why does the shomer have to swear more than anyone else? What? What are they? Anyone remember the two pshatim in the Ramban? Why a shomer swears more than anyone else?
Either because he has to satisfy, or no, because he's on me, or because he.
Right. Why does shomer swear without modem and mitzas? You might ask. So, what were the two answers that are bound in Daf Gimel and Beis? One answer is because. Well, why does Shomer have to swear and not load mitzvahs?
What did you tell me?
One answer is chashash b'dedami. Right? What does that mean? A regular guy doesn't have to swear if he's not loaded mitzvahs, because why would he think he's lying? But a Shomer, the essence of a Shomer is what happened to it. Was it my fault or not my fault? When it comes to my fault and not my fault, everyone knows that I view it as not my fault, even though someone else might view it as my fault. Chashash b'dedami. Therefore, he has to swear because of the chashash b'dedami. What's the other explanation?
I made threat, I didn't give anything back.
Exactly, right? Hare lokach rechosh chavero. What do you mean? You took my property and didn't give it back. That's not a good basis for a shvua. You took my property and didn't give it back. Now, I think it could be, what's the nafgamina between these two explanations of whether shvua is shomus because you took my property and didn't give it back because of a chashash b'dedami? Josh?
Whether the shua that I'm speaking to...
If it's Josh bin the dummy, then what's the real shua of Shomer? If the only reason Shomer has to swear is because it's a matter of interpretation and a judgment call, and we want to be careful in the judgment call, then obviously... What? Obviously, this fits the sheet of the Magid Mishnah, the Mashmas of Tosfos. If the whole reason a Shomer swears is Josh bin the dummy, then the shua of Shomer is Pshia. That's Josh bin the dummy. How do you know whose fault it was? Pasha, that's chash bid the dummy. If the reason for shua is shomer, that goes chash bid the dummy. Because you took my property and I'm asking you why you didn't give it back, then what's the ikker shua is shomer? If it's because you took my property and didn't give it back, then perhaps she'ina bershusi or more. Right? Or maybe it's comprehensive. Right? Maybe the anchor is Anibur Shusi. What do you mean? I gave it to you. Why didn't you give it back to me? Did you steal it? So you have to swear you didn't steal it. That it really got lost. How did it get lost? How did it get lost? That's not the Irmachai. The Irmachai is saying, where's my property? Why aren't you giving it back to me? Say, I didn't steal it. It really got lost. How did it get lost in the detail from Gilgal? Or, no, maybe once I give you my property, you're now chayiv to swear to me the full story of what happened. But I think the Pashup Shad is this all comes down to the two-day line that Ramban that I tried to make a big deal of, but I didn't succeed well enough. After that, everyone should have been coming to talk to me about it yesterday. Say, it doesn't have to do with those two lines in the Ramban. Okay, two lines in the Ramban. Why there is a Shavuos HaShomrim in the first place? Don't just say Gzeiras HaKasav. We don't say that about Choshen Mishpat in that way. Why there's such thing as Shavuos HaShomrim in the first place? He has two lines. He says, wherever it is, I'm not going to... I'm not going to look for it right now because it's not the same one I have at home. Beseder, he says, either because I gave it to you and you didn't give it back, so you owe me an explanation, right? Or because chashash b'dami. Chashash b'dami, then of course the ikar is lo pashut b'yad, everything is Gilgal. Why we suspect you lie more than anyone else? We suspect you made a bad judgment call more than anyone else. So it's Pshia, everything else is Gilgal. But if you say, where's my cow? Don't you admit you owe me a cow? Where's the cow? Then the Ikar Shash is either did you steal my cow or did you steal my cow? Or what's the whole story of what happened to my cow? And then, so I think that that's really the yesod of this machlokas is you focus on the Shati if it all comes to the dummy. You focus on Ainib or Shusi, or you focus on the whole picture. If the Ikar Shash is, I gave you my cow, didn't you give it back? This also comes up, I'll mention very briefly by way of closing, that the Nesivas points out at Siman Ayin Heis of Katan Yud Aleph, that there's one day in the Rishonim, in the Rabban, in Kiddushin Dav Chof Ches, quotes a day in the Rishonim, that the Shvua, Tain of the Shomer, is considered a Tainus Bori, not a Tainus Sheva. How can there be on the armor that the Shomer is giving Tainus Bari? What does he say? He says, I don't know what happened to my cow. How is that a Tainus Bari?
So, again, if the this is the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban, Kiddushin, who says that the Shomer has a Tainus Bari, a Tainus Vadai. How can the Shomer have a Tainus Bari? I don't know what happened to my cow. The answer is the Shomer can have a Tainus Bari because I know I gave you my cow and you didn't give it back. That's a Tainus Bari. Most Rishonim hold the Shomer has a Tainus Shema, and I think that works for all that's done. Meaning, Pasha Pshat is a Tainus Shema, right? You don't need to have any oneness. But why is there a Yesh Omer and Vadai as a Tainus Bari? Obviously, that Yesh Omer holds not the bit of dummy reason. That Yesh Omer says, Tainus Bari, I gave you my cow, you didn't give it back. You owe me a cow. I have a Tainus Bari. Now you start explaining to yourself. And then that would make sense for the other Sota in this Chakira. Okay, so that's a little bit. This is really the Sota, the Sugya of Shmos HaShomrim, both in terms of what it is and in terms of what the oneness behind it is. We'll pick up Mir Shemot Abaye next time. Here's a copy of the Makoros. I'm sorry, I got a little delayed. I scribbled down all the Makoros. I didn't like give enough guiding questions to get us through them, but take a copy for now, then I'll email out more detail of the Makoros in the next Sugya. The next shir is probably going to be the only sugya in all of Shnayim Oksin that I get halacha l'maisa shilas about. So we'll try to get down the halacha l'maisa.
Okay.
This is.